A refreshing season of arts, and there's lots of it in L.A. It's Art Talk on KCRW. Let's face it, seasons often escape the L.A. consciousness. It can be blisteringly hot in November or February, and June can mean the city socked in by marine clouds and cool temperatures. So let's just say budding arts in the city will help you breeze through the next few months with eye-pleasing ease, and that includes some fascinating ancient and tribal art. Hunter Drohayoska-Philp is here to talk about a spring of great promise in the L.A. museum scene. Hi, Hunter.
Hi, Steve.
It's so interesting to me because when you come to the West Coast, you come to, and particularly L.A., there's not much of a season of spring, but boy, you can feel it in the museum scene, can't you?
Well, and also you can feel it around us thanks to all that lovely rain. Everything's green and the flowers are budding and the trees have new leaves.
Well, that's because it finally rained.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And if we were in Africa in the 19th century, we would be making art about it. And I just thought with this kind of season of spiritual connectedness, we would look at The Inner Eye, Vision and Transcendence in African Arts, which is at LACMA right now, where there are a bunch of other great shows as well. But this really tracks over 100 pieces from mostly from the 19th century, I have to say, from all over Africa, different regions, so made by different tribes. But there are some pieces here that are just absolutely amazing, and they would rival anything you would see in any contemporary art gallery.
When you say pieces, what are you talking about? Are you talking about the wooden carvings? Are you talking about masks? What are you implying?
That sort of thing, exactly. And what struck me is that this show is organized around the idea that these artists made work with a spiritual purpose. They were animists. They believed that the soul resided in animals and plants and inanimate objects. This is one of the oldest belief systems in history. And so they made these works of art that were to represent the inner eye, the sense that some people and some beings had a higher consciousness, and there were ways in which you could connect with that. And they did this very specifically with masks. The whole show starts with pieces by the Yoruba tribe and some by the Sufi. They talk about the inner eye and the other side of reality. But what really strikes you is how amazing looking these pieces are in terms of their radical reinvention of the physical form.
They sound very spiritual. We talk about spring, of course, as the season of spiritual holidays. We have, of course, Passover and Easter. I mean, these artists from the African continent, they don't have much of artistic schooling behind them, do they?
Not at all. I mean, but of course, you'll see a piece like a mask by the Fang peoples of Gabon, which is sort of oval-shaped and covered in white clay with an elongated nose and small holes for eyes. Its expression sort of represents the concentration on the internal life. But it's also true that a piece like that was so influential on the artists of the 19th century in Europe, especially the French. I mean, there was the Europeans were colonizing Africa. They were aware of this kind of work. And when pieces came back to Europe, Picasso, of course, is the best known, but countless artists who were trained in an academic way to faithfully represent the human figure or face, they began taking the similar liberties. They were inspired to take similar liberties with their own art.
You can see that exhibit at LACMA, and you can also see another one that's wrapping up soon that we've talked about before. This is John McLaughlin, right, over at LACMA.
That's correct. And here's an artist who also did not go to art school, particularly didn't start making art until the middle of his life, and lived modestly in a little studio in Laguna, and where he produced these absolutely transcendently gorgeous geometric abstractions. Those were influenced by his time in Japan, but you don't have much time to see them. So if you're looking for something to do over the holidays, these are two key shows at LACMA.
Sunday, April 16th is the last day to see the McLaughlin exhibit over at LACMA. Hunter Drohayoska-Philp with this week's Art Talk. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.